This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomba the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, belugas, cougars, chipmunks, any other mammals, owls, blue jays, ravens, sparrows, any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. You ain't got nothing nice to say about geckos. Damn them all to hell. That is all. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomba the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the sporting. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomba the Destroyer. If not, shame on you, you loser. You can catch yourself up at ZomalaDestroyer.com, I guess. Ugh. October. Ugh. God damn it. Iguana's in a bad mood based on it being October now. Nick stayed mostly indoors and sulked all week, even though it was kind of sunny, but kind of a cold form of sunny. It rained yesterday anyways. Yeah. Iguana sent my frog slave Hoppy over to the churchman's house to fetch me an apple pie. You know, since they're all Jesus-y and Hoppy thinks I'm the Messiah. So Iguana figured they might give Hoppy an apple pie, thinking it was for Jesus, but no. No, apparently they figured out that Hoppy works for me, so no Jesus-worthy entire apple pie, just one measly slice, and a small one at that. With a note saying, Jesus loves you, demon. Obviously for Mrs. Churchman and not Mr. Churchman. Anyways. So Iguana didn't do much all week. And it's been a while since Iggy answered fan mail, so yeah, what the hell. I ain't got no inspiration, so let's do a mailbag show. All right. Let's see. All right, first up is a note from Dave wanting to know if Technical Support Monkey is still single. Dave, huh? Ain't no iguana's name Dave that I ever heard of. Dave sounds like a human name, and humans aren't allowed to listen to this podcast. As Iguana says every damn episode right at the beginning. So, go to hell and mind your own beeswax, Dave. Go listen to some chimp podcasts instead. This one is not for you. And about the question, because there are actual iguanas who want to know about Technical Support Monkey's business, because we have bets on the line and because we like to point and laugh, the latest information that I know of is this. No, Technical Support Monkey still ain't got a man yet. But she recently took up hiking, so she might yet manage to get swept off her feet by a Sasquatch in the backcountry who would kidnap her for nefarious purposes. Just like this one time I read that, what's that dumb big mouth, fish mouth, actress lady, Julia Roberts. Anyways, she was filming something down in Indonesia, and an orangutan took a liking to her and tried to kidnap her and rape her. Of course, you know, security wrestled the orangutan off of her, so yeah, it didn't happen, but Technical Support Monkey ain't got no security, so you know, when she gets in the backcountry and a Sasquatch takes a liking to her, maybe, I don't know, and he wants some nefarious purposes, he's gonna knock her up with a Sasquatch baby. And of course, you know, as we all know, she will then go and tell everyone that the father is an Italian dude when people ask why the baby has such a hairy back. I made some comment about that to her, and she goes like, there are no such thing as Sasquatches, Zomo. And I says, why? Because CNN told you there aren't. Well, they lied about that. They lie about everything, you know. She ain't listening to reason, though, despite me showing her all the proof that CNN lies about everything and therefore can't be trusted when they say there's no such thing as Sasquatches. Anyway, she ain't listening to reason. And all of a sudden, I noticed by snooping through her email, you know, she's going up to Grouse Mountain 3 times in the last week. So, Iggy thinks maybe she's hiding something. Something Sasquatchy. Now, she insists that's not true, Zalo. You know, she's just going up there to get the most out of her pass before the hiking season is over. Right. Iggy's sister, right. You got yourself a Sasquatch you're flirting with. There's no Sasquatches in Grouse Mountain, Zalo. Oh, so you admit they're real. What? No, I don't. Yes, you do. They're real, but they don't live on Grouse Mountain. You just said so. No, I didn't. Is that why you're going to Damn Mountain next week? Gonna rendezvous with your Sasquatch lover boy and make yourself a little Italian baby? No, I'm not. No. What's his name anyway? Sam the Sasquatch? Do they even have names, or do you just address them by grunting? I am not having a Sasquatch baby or an Italian baby. I'm not having any kind of baby, okay? Oh, you're getting it vacuumed out, eh? That's probably for the best, you know, not just considering your defective DNA, but, you know, Sasquatch babies, they don't exactly make it into law school or really anywhere other than their mama's basement. That's why, you know, Italian dudes live with their moms till they die. You can be making SpaghettiOs till you die, chimp. I'm not sure how you're going to be able to afford that on your salary. It was about that time the technical support monkey burst into tears for some reason. I don't know, I guess it's kind of like What's-His-Face the guitar dude. Sasquatches, maybe not so interested in her. I told her she should work on her personality, but that just made her cry even more. Anyways, moving on. Let's see here, next letter. Which one? Here we go. Ruko Wando writes, "Hi, Zalo. I like the show a lot. It's the best one out there. My question is that my pet humans keep talking about stupid Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and no matter how much I tail whip them, they keep watching whatever dumbass reality TV show those two idiots are on, and they won't change the channel. What kind of rat poison should I put in their food so I can inherit the remote and watch what I want in peace instead?" Good question. Well, first of all, Rukawando, thank you for listening, and thank you for being an actual iguana, unlike Dave. Secondly, you mentioned Hillary Clinton. That reminds me of Iggy's big pet peeve these days. All this talk about her being a reptile, calling her Reptillery, stuff like that. That bitch ain't no reptile. If it walks like a chimp, talks like a chimp, coughs like a chimp, embezzles money like a... Well, okay, that could be a reptilian trait. Everyone likes a little embezzlement and bribery here and there. But aside from that one trait, that and exacting ruthless revenge on anyone who stands in her way and making her enemies kill themselves with 2 shots to the back of the head out in the woods. Okay, 2 traits. She also likes starting wars to get people killing each other off, like in Libya, then blaming unrelated things like YouTube videos. Okay, so 3 traits. But apart from those 3 things, what I said initially holds true. She walks like a chimp, cackles like a chimp, coughs till she wheezes like a chimp, collapses from heat stroke on a freezing cold day like a chimp, and has hair growing on her moldy head like a chimp. The bitch is a goddamn chimp. She's not even green or scaly. She ain't even got no tail. Ain't no reptile. Goddamn humans need to stop making her out like she's better than them, or better than she is, by pretending she's a lizard. Well, wishful thinking. Anyways, if them chimps want a reptile to rule over them, well, they can come ask me nicely, and I might well be gracious enough to become their world dictator for them. Depending how much they pay me for my precious time, assuming it doesn't eat into my nap schedule too much, but still, have a real reptile. Forget Big Brother. Bow down and worship Big Zalo. Except no second-rate human imitations pretending to be reptilian. Get the real thing! Here's a special ice floe in hell with Hillary Clinton's name on it for all this pretending to be a reptile crapola she's been doing to try and make herself look cool and win the big popularity contest. Stealing our thunder! Yeah, damn right there's an ice floe for her. An ice floe with its own hungry polar bear, I tell ya! Where was I? Oh yeah, anyways. In regards to your question, really any brand will do. Use the cheapest one you can find, though, because it'll usually be made in China and laced with extra toxic ingredients to speed up the process. Just remember, before you put any of that stuff, even the first time, in their food, get your chimps to update their wills and leave everything to you, not just the TV remote. You know, think big picture. You want the house, you want the bank accounts, you want everything. Anyways, good luck with that. Oh, and remember, murder is only illegal if a person does it. Ain't nothing in the Criminal Code of Canada saying an iguana can't kill people for fun and profit. And I assume the same is pretty much true anywhere on Earth. All them criminal codes, they're about things humans aren't allowed to do, you know. Anyways, just pointing it out, you'll want to tell your lawyer that. Yeah, anyways, next letter. What have we got here? Oh, okay. Novadino says, "Hi, Zomo. My pet humans recently started a home-based business doing internet webcam porno. That's gross enough on its own." Yeah. Igmean, who the hell wants to see any chimps naked? "But the real problem is now they hang around the house making grunting and squealing noises, and it interrupts both my naps and my TV watching. And then when they're not working, they're hanging around wanting me to pay attention to them and socialize. Now, they do seem to be making decent money at it because they're buying a lot of new stuff, including more TV channels and stuff, you know, that I get to use and enjoy. So as gross as their little webcam business is, I really wouldn't mind if only they did it somewhere else, you know, like an office cubicle or something. How do I make them get the hell out of the house so I can have some peace and quiet? P.S. Give your chimps a slap for me." All right. Hey. Jeez, Novadina, that sucks. Yeah, Iguana can relate because my pet chimp, Georgie, she works from home too. It's freaking irritating. God. Iggy tried to order Georgie to go get a painting studio downtown by the art school. You know, Georgie, all the cool painters have a studio at Granville Island. No, it's too expensive, Zomo. I don't want to sit in traffic, Zomo. This is my house, and I have every right to do my painting here, Zomo. Ugh. Things are brighter in your case, though. As you see, porno is basically a form of movie making, albeit a particularly icky, gross, disgusting one, you know, with all the naked mammal bits and all. Anyways, point is, movie making. Movies do this thing called on location, okay? So the answer is you need to tell your chimps how much more interesting their vile and disgusting mammal bit movies would be if they were done on location. You know, and kind of mentioned, when movies are more interesting, they make a lot more money. Basically, you gotta appeal to their greed. Now, Iguana doesn't normally recommend this, but you might have to do a little bit of work here. I know. But not too much. You see, you have to go online. You got to research hotel room costs, resorts, campgrounds, sports stadium, bathrooms within a day's drive of your home. You know, you can look all that stuff up on the internet. You make them a location list. You know, it's a little bit of Google work on your part, assuming you don't have a retarded frog slave to do it for you, like I have Hoppy. But think of all the peace and quiet you'll enjoy when your chimps are commuting to work somewhere else again. Also, another thing. You should lie to your humans. I mean, more so than normal. Lie to them specifically, telling them they're good monkeys. I know, but just bear with me. Tell them they're good monkeys who deserve a vacation. I.e., get the hell out of the house, but don't say it like that or else they'll stay home just to spite you, because that's the sort of assholes chimps can be. like Georgie, whose idea of a weekend getaway is to drive to the mall in Surrey instead of the one 5 blocks from her house. But no matter which mall she picks, she's still home by noon and following me around talking at me and wanting to know what I'm up to and why I'm trying to collect steak knives and confiscating my stuff and ruining my... Anyways, you know how it is. Point is, you gotta kind of play mind games with your humans and make them think that it's their idea to go shoot their disgusting porno films elsewhere, and then you can watch TV in peace and quiet. Anyways, best of luck, and Iguana, I certainly will slap my chimps for you, Novadino, multiple times. Getting late here. Yeah, I am late for my nap. Anyways, one more letter. And just reach into the pile and grab one randomly and... God damn it, it's my frickin' mother again. What's the guilt trip du jour this time, I wonder? No, Mom, I'm busy. I'm not coming home for Christmas. Besides, Christmas in Canada involves a whole lot of baked goods liberated from the neighbors, plus Georgie's mom, including maraschino cherries. You wouldn't want me to miss out on gorging myself on all that sugary treat goodness, would you? Anyways, call me on Christmas. Iguana, promise I'll actually pick up the phone for once. Maybe. Anyways, so I think that's enough letters for today. Stupid October. I'm gonna go have a nap and try and dream myself somewhere warm and sunny instead of stupid Vancouver frozen Canada. Anyways, so yeah. I'm gonna have a nap and then I'm gonna go crank the living room thermostat obscenely high. Actually, no, I'm going to do that first and then have my nap in front of the heater before Georgie catches me, throws a tantrum, and turns the heat down to a reasonable level and tells Iggy to go have a nap in my room instead. Bitch. Anyway, so yeah, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely. Put additives in their food. And go to my website, ZomaLeDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you, Iggs, next week. Bye.